This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
It's time for Tales of Terror, only on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
All Better Audio. We're not just good. We're all better.
Attention! This is a production from the 4077, making audio sound all better. That is all.
Jeff Niles presents Elixir, written by Mark Slade, 1887, in a salt mining town in Utah Territory.
Hey, fella, could you spare some coin for a drink? I'm awful thirsty.
Well, that ain't neighborly of ya.
Don't mind him. He's a nice guy when he's not so liquored up. You must be crazy to travel on such a cold and stormy night, good sir. You itching for a drink that bad?
I'm out and about for important reasons, Tavern Keep. My work is never done. Mind you, I do need a drink, possibly rest.
What is it you require to drink, stranger?
Rye, my friend, and I believe we should get better acquainted and dispel of the stranger's servant niceties. My name is Boone, and I am here to do the work of the Lord. I sell Bibles.
Hello, Boone. I'm just a simple tavern man. So my name is no more important than the whiskey I serve. You selling Bibles in a tavern is a risky business. I assure you, there's plenty of souls to be saved.
I don't want anyone's soul, my good man. I just want their money. Tavern Keep, I require something else.
Is that so?
A bed.
Oh, I figured as much.
I also require a body in that bed. For warmth, of course.
Of course, sir. And is there anything that catches your eye?
Oh, I believe the one sitting on the far left, the redhead.
Ah, you mean Lucinda.
Is there a chance of a drink from you, stranger?
Aye, one drink before bed, darling. State your poison.
I'll have what the stranger is having.
Now don't go off the deep end tonight. No heaven more than that, Lucinda. I wouldn't want to take the strap to that round bottom of yours.
Oh, but my bottom has missed your strap so.
A cheeky girl.
Only if the stranger wants me to be.
Yes.
I have nothing against cheeks, darling. I do, however, take to another body part.
Oh, I'm sure. Another titty man, I take it.
If you must know, ma'am, it's what's inside your boot that I fancy.
A man of exotic taste. You must be from Paris. If that be true, good sir, we need to get to your room so you can tickle my feet and that will tickle your fancy.
Room?
Room 13.
Oh, my. I wish all the boys were this easy to please. Oh, yes, you can keep kissing each toe. Shall I remove my stockings now?
Better not. I may be ready for another go-round.
Oh, where in heaven's name could you muster up enough energy for a third time?
You'd be surprised how fit I am for my age.
Oh, yes. You can move on up past my thigh. Yes. Oh, back to my toes so quickly.
You have a way about yourself, darling, that can please any man. But those dangling digits can take me to places I've never been before.
You are very kind, sir. Very kind indeed.
Well, this is something I didn't notice before. A knife in your stocking top?
A girl's gotta protect herself every now and again. If you would be so kind as to retrieve it for me.
Of course.
So rough. Hand me that vial on the table.
What would you need a vial for?
You have your fetishes. And I have mine.
What has happened to your eyes? They're red. You cut me! My neck! You loathsome bitch!
That's right, darling. Lean into the vial so I can take all your blood. There we go. Taste it, too. My knife glows brighter for you. My master thanks you for giving up your essence.
Hey, either of you spare some coin for a drink.
Gentlemen, can I get you a drink of some kind?
No, thank you. We're here on official business.
Oh, well, even businessmen have time for drinks.
I'm Detective Granger. This is Detective Fowler. We're from Gunston.
I see. No wonder I've not seen you two around here before. Gunston is quite a ways.
45 miles, to be exact.
What would bring two police officers all the way by horseback?
A Bible salesman.
He's been missing a whole month. His wife is worried about him.
He was last seen coming inside your establishment.
I'm afraid, Detective, there's quite a few people that pass through my tavern. Being the last town before anyone hits the wasteland, nothing but salt mines and deserts. They realize they need to turn around and head west again. I don't remember any Bible salesman.
This is a strange town. No law here. No sheriff, no marshal. Only Gino Thompson. A very rich man. Sheep farmer.
We are a peaceful group of people, Detective Fowler. There's nothing strange about it.
I heard you were nothing but religious nuts.
Well, Detective Granger, we do have our beliefs. We aren't hurting anyone. And yes, most of the town people are sheep farmers. Mr. Thompson takes care of his people.
I suppose they are the entertainment over there.
No law against being entertained, gentlemen.
It depends on the type of entertainment.
Are you interested in being entertained, Detective Ranger?
Of course not. I was looking to see if any of your saloon girls were from Gunston.
Oh. Well, let me know if you change your mind.
Come on, Granger. I knew this was a dead end. We should have just told the Bible salesman's wife to be patient.
No. Something ain't right here. I'm going back. Have another peek.
Wait, Granger. I'll go back with you.
No. I'll take care of this. Why don't you hit up that general store? I'll see you back at the hotel.
Okay. But remember, we have to be back in Gunston to report back to Glendale in the next few days.
Jesus, what does he want now? I told him what he was looking for doesn't exist. Okay.
Does glory please you, sir?
Almost as much as you do.
I'll have to try harder.
Touch me there. Yes.
Oh, yes, my darlings. That's it. Oh, chew that.
I knew you would lack that. But we will lack this more.
Hey, something is wrong.
What the? The knife isn't glowing. I had a feeling something was wrong.
He was human? Oh, shit. The Master's going to be pissed. You mixed human blood with vampire essence.
You mean we, don't you, bitch?
Don't blame me, Lucinda. You're the head girl in his stable, remember? You should have found something in your bones, too, instead of just enjoying yourself.
We have to figure out what to do with him. Why didn't anyone else sense he was human?
That's why. It was wrapped up in his shirt.
He was wearing an All Saints necklace. Don't touch it.
I did!
Oh. She turned to dust. Oh, she just turned to dust. Dust.
Hey, mister.
Out of my way.
Hey, don't shove.
You're back, Dictator Fowler.
You knew I would be back.
Let me get you a drink.
Where is he?
I don't know who you are talking about. You didn't have to knock that out of my hands, did you? I told you, Dictator Fowler. We are a peaceful group.
I'm not afraid of your kind. I know you're vampires. What I don't know is why you're killing your own kind.
My master doesn't have to explain anything.
Let me go.
I can do my own talking. Let him go, Charlie.
If you say so, master.
You're Thompson?
In the flesh. I know who you are. You're Glendale's boy. I saw you doing his bidding back in Gunston. Every town needs a master, huh?
I don't want any trouble, Thompson. I just want to collect my friend and leave. No harm, no foul. We'll tell the Bible salesman's wife you got lost out in the wasteland.
I don't believe that was what you boys came here for.
Well, that was the original intent. But Glendale sent us to meet with you as well. Only we couldn't find you. Why are you killing your own kind?
I need something to fix me up. I need an elixir to help find the ultimate goal. To walk in the daylight again.
That's why you're drinking vampire essence? Glendale has had that elixir for years. You can have it in exchange for Granger. What do you say, Thompson?
I'd say that's a mite fair trade. Girls?
Yes, Master?
Bring your dinner out from the pantry. I'm afraid Granger won't be human for much longer, Detective Fowler.
You okay, Granger?
When we leave, I want you to kill me. I feel the change coming on me.
Hey, the elixir.
Catch.
You just gonna let them go like that, Master?
Give them 50 yards, Charlie. Then retrieve them. I think the town should have a pot walk.
Let me help you on your horse.
Why did Glendale want you to give Thompson the elixir if he plans to take over his territory? If he can walk in the daylight like Glendale, won't he be too strong to kill?
Nah. Not that potion. He doesn't know there's silver in it.
Jeff Niles presents Elixir, written by Mark Slade. Directed and produced by Victor Aurelius. Featured in the cast were David Schutz II as the drunk, Jeff Niles as the tavern keep, Matt Weller as Boone, Laura Nicole as Lucinda, David Ault as Fowler, Victor Aurelius as Granger, and Cat Waterflame as Glory. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Sound design by Victor Aurelius. Copyright The 4077th and All Better Audio 2015. Visit our website at the4077th.blogspot.com.
This has been an All Better Audio production.
This production was stitched together by the 4077th, making audio sound all better.
Chauncey Haworth, Mark Slade, and Lothar Tuppen, the demented minds behind the Twisted Pulp Radio Hour, bring you Twisted Pulp Magazine, a journey beyond surreality, to worlds you never knew or hoped existed, worlds of the supernatural, worlds of dark satire, worlds of nightmarish futures. Twisted Pulp Magazine. If you thought the 21st century was weird enough already, think again. Twisted Pulp Magazine. A step beyond your grandfather's pulp. Available at digitalvaudeville.com. That's digitalvaudeville.com.